Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. I'm talking about my legacy songs. It is so great to be on this podcast to talk to you. I just want to say that, I hope you're having a good summer night no matter where you are. And remember, we're all in this together. But first of all, I just want to talk about my legacy songs. You know, my legacy songs is a, you know, kind of like an album of kind of trying to have, getting closer to some kind of evolve or evolution in terms of where I'm going creatively. Kind of like an era of making music that all comes to a culmination for one period. Now, my creativity is not going to end. Never. It's going to last for the rest of my life. But as far as making records, yeah, I'll do something like that. As far as the involvement of one era, it's just the legacy songs. I want to also say that when I look at the album and it was released, my initial, what I feel about it, I felt that there was a song that I made during, the past decade, That Is Why I Fell in Love with You, should have been on there, because That Is Why I Fell in Love with You, and I Really Want to Be with You go to hand in hand, because it's kind of like the songs are connected, about love and peace and love, but love and dance and so, So I hope that you can also look at the previous album, which was released this March, past March, the Dove Knight Matter Part 2, the hits where the songs are together. So if you can't get that, just check that out too, with the grayish platinum pick, grayish platinum look. But that is blue. The blue is just kind of like a color I just love. It's one of my favorite colors. Well, anyway, it's just giving us a good bunch of hits, but it's got two additional songs that I decided to do or release on this album that were different. I decided because, I wanted to try something new. Not recording studio and not a microphone, just play from the heart. Now, I know that since the album came out, there were critics, but I'm not going to listen to that, There's always going to be critics, whether I sound good or bad vocally, because I sounded good. The vocal was just for what it is, I'm just bending over playing the keyboard. Keyboard sounded pretty good. So it is what it is, and I'm going to release more like that, because it's kind of like going to a period where I just want to just sit down and play, and that's all. That's a song that I've written. I Do Love You is the words, the melodies on the keyboard I've written. I just made it up. It's about love. It's spiritual, it's falling in love with somebody, a soulmate. That's what it's about, finding my soulmate. And that's a video, the sky. I release, you can find it on iTunes, you can find it on Amazon, you can see, if you look at Legacy Song, you can find it on Twitter, you can find it on Facebook, and you can find it on Instagram. It's all over social media. Well, anyway, that is I'm evolving as a person, and I wanted to do something different, just bare. Just show the bare essence of playing with or without whatever's going on. it doesn't matter what's going on. I don't have to do this in a studio or add this. Of course, that would be sound good, and that's essential for making music, but I wanted to take that off. I could have went into the studio and did it there. And yes, perhaps one day, since I'm a creator, I may do that. I may take I Do Love You and just go in the studio and re-record it there. I don't think so, you know. A lot of things take a lot of, you know, I have to do this and do that, and I've been doing it so long. And not to mention, I'm going to be honest and blunt about it. I am such a creator, and I feel that I have not received any recognition or any acknowledgement by, you know, the entertainment industry for my contributions. And I'm not trying to sound selfish or anything. I mean, I feel I deserve it. So with that, but it's okay because I have to, you know, recognize myself and to create. And that's how I feel. I just bear it out. Some people, I'm gonna get to the critics, you know, because I don't care what the critics say. This is about a negative show. If they don't think I sounded great, I'm going to go make more music just like that, and I don't care. There were critics, you know, the little Love is Spiritual is just a song I made on the keyboard. When I listened to it, it actually came out, you know, the way it was very inventive, but it came out a little bit different than I expected. I didn't hear it the way, but still sounded pretty good, you know. I do listen to my music before I release it. I do. You know, I have to listen to it, of course. I have to play it and listen to it. I listen to it all the time. See, so I'm good to my ear. It just sounds, the structure sound right, you know? And it sounds good. There are critics that, oh, I can't, it sounded too. I want to tell you, those are dream killers. That's the song. Dream killers are going to come every time I make a song, or if I have this ambition or this talent to create the song or play the keyboard or sing, it's always going to be the critics, no matter how big or small I get. And my response to that, just continue creating and release it bare. I want to do something bare, means just take it out and just expose it for what it is, without any gimmicks, without any recording studio, which is good. I think all that, without any microphone, not even a microphone. That's what it is. And that's who I am. I want to do something on my own terms, sing on my own terms and do it, but that's why I have to aspire to be successful in this entertainment industry. That's who I am. If I'm being blunt, I can't help it. That's just who I am. Life is too short, and being honest is just the way it's going to be. And that's the way it's supposed to be. With respect to others, you know, that's how it is. And I have no qualms about it. But at the same time, it's part of who I am, because, you know, creating just comes from that, from inside of me, you know. I could just, my friend gave me this keyboard, and I was going to buy me one, you know, he gave me the keyboard, and I was like, I went and started playing it, and then the melody has just come out, and it just naturally comes out. I made so many songs, there are some songs I haven't finished, but so many songs, where the melody just comes out on the keyboard, it just comes out naturally. It just flows out, and when my fingers just responds to it, it just comes out, and there's the song. Naturally, it's just such a joy to do. And that's what I wanted to do for a living. That's why I came out to L.A. to be that person, who can make that dream happen, to make a living and be successful as an entertainer, to make music. And, yeah, this is where it is. Hollywood, entertainment capital. Whether you live near it or in it, is it Hollywood? And that's where it is. So legacy is kind of like a culmination of some of the songs I made over the past decade and the history of Death Knight. That involves some songs are not on there. Like, That's Why I Fell in Love You should have been on there. because that might be one of my signature, one of my signature songs for dance. Forever a Good Time is definitely one of my signature songs for pop or rock, because that song, when I made that and I put it on the, you know, compilations, and that song was what people liked. It was really my first exposure to the world through that song, this past decade. The past decade, so it was genuinely who I was. Writing about love is so essential. So I Do Love You came from the heart. It just, was I inspired by everyday life situation? The truth of the matter is I perhaps was, but not all the way, but for me, it was inspired by life itself. So it was a mixture. It's one of those songs that everything around the world or in my life could get inspired by. Love is essential. So I realized how important to write about love. Whether it's love between two people or just love in general, or spiritual love, or whatever kind of love, love is the greatest force on this planet. And that's why I write, I sing about it. But as you can say, the other parts of my songwriting, I write about the truth, you know, just bare truth. And it may not be all hunky-dory. And that's just the aspect of just writing honest with the lyrics about what's going on in my life. And that comes from my life circumstances. Being one of those artists, you know, came out here with a suitcase of $400 and living on the streets, and there's a lot to write about, and it wasn't pretty. But it was making lemonade, taking these big lemons full of experiences and making lemonade out of them. The lemonade is the writing. Either it's just the lyrics or the music. And a portrait. And then the other side of my creative process with the music is to create the video, or to be involved in a video where the video shows where another part of the creative process of where the song goes. Like unique. I got two different videos. One is kind of funny, which I enjoy, that is still on it, YouTube. You know, I write about, you know, examples of things and write about it in a funny way. Then there's the one where I just design it. I put my signature, Duff Knight, and you can see my glasses move back and forth. That was the video I made. It's on Vivo, you know. The song show, the portrayal. So the video is the other side of that artistic expression of where the song is going. So I try to make it in my own unique way. Like, I Do Love You. I mean, the way the sky just fits it. Because love is spiritual, really. Love is the highest form. If it's involved two people, whatever, it's so important. So that is where it is. I hope you enjoy it. And remember, what I want to say to you is continue to create, continue to be yourself. And remember, we're all God's children. Go for your dreams, like I have. Believe in yourself. May they all come true. Because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all. Good day. Good night. From Good Night.